Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and today, student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Dr. Kevin Jackson. Dr. Jackson is Baylor University's Vice President for Student Life. In this position, he leads the university's Comprehensive Student Affairs Division, dedicated to enhancing students' educational, spiritual, cultural, and physical development, equipping them to make a positive impact on society. Student Life encompasses a diverse array of organizations and offices that share these common, holistic goals, and he's with us today on the program. Dr. Kevin Jackson, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you, Derek. It's great to be here.
I gave a rundown of your title here and a little bit about student affairs, but it barely scratches the surface of everything that's going on in the Student Life Division. And I feel like student life's a ubiquitous term we hear in higher education, and yet it's such a comprehensive organization that I don't think most of us have a real idea of just what all goes into it, everything from new student experience to physical well-being. What are some of the threads that tie the disparate organizations that you oversee together?
Sure, Derek. Yeah, the ubiquitous is a good term, isn't it? It's like it's everywhere.
It is.
And in many ways, student life is. I think the theme that ties us together, and it's the theme I think that ties the entire university together, and that is we want to be a transformational presence in the life of our students. And for us in student life, what we then focus on is we want to help our students discover calling. We want them to live lives of wholeness. We want them to engage in and be a part of community. And then we want them to learn about citizenship, you know, what it means to lead and serve others.
Well, we're going to delve into those a little bit as we go on here. How do you go about the business of doing what you just described? And I feel like even that's a very broad umbrella question.
Sure. Well, our business, you know, when we think about our business, really what our business is about is helping students be successful. And at Baylor, we define success as helping them become more and more the person God's designed them to be so that they can then do the work that God will lay before them. So that is a unifying vision for us. And that undergirds everything we do. And the beauty about Baylor is, as a Christian university and higher education institution, we're not here just to inform the mind, although that is important. We're here also to form the heart and the soul of our students. And we're all on board with that mission. And so regardless of what role we may take on campus, whether it's student life, academic affairs, faculty teaching, whatever it might be, we all know that's what we're about, and it's powerful to have that kind of focused mission.
Could we give a little rundown here, and we can't do it justice, but what all student life entails? Because I know when we're talking about student activities, that's student life.
Right.
When we talk about student well-being, when you talk about even everything from physical activity and intramural sports to addiction and recovery, that all is under your umbrella.
Right. You're doing a good job with the list, Derek. It's all those things and more. We have 15 different departments and offices, and it truly transcends this notion of wholeness in a student's life. Everything from, much like you've just said, physical health, our health center, mental health, our counseling center, other aspects of physical health, our wellness office, intramural sports, club sports. Then we get into the area of what we call more of the social, cultural aspects of our students' lives, and that's student activities, that's multicultural affairs, that's our residential living area, which we call campus living and learning. Cuts all the way across the board there. And then you get into areas where it deals with more kind of intrapersonal development, where we want to teach our students about leading themselves and others, and organizations in a complex world, right? So we have programs in leadership development. We have a community engagement area where we're placing thousands of students each semester out in the community to volunteer and to learn from those experiences. And then there's the whole area of spiritual life.
We have Dr. Burleson on the program recently, Becky Kennedy.
Yes, I listened to those programs. They did such a beautiful job of explaining spiritual life. And for us, that's such an important component, right? Because it's the center of who we are And as we come to know ourselves more in relationship to our Maker, our Lord, then that helps us to more fully grow into the person, again, as I said earlier, that He's designed us to be.
We are talking to Baylor's Vice President of Student Life, Dr. Kevin Jackson, and we talked about that idea of student engagement. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what that means. What does the term student engagement mean to you, and what does an engaged student look like?
Certainly, yes. You hear that term a lot, engagement, student engagement. There's a theorist a number of years ago, Vincent Tinto, and he wrote a lot about this notion of engagement, college students and being engaged in a college environment. And one of the principles he talked about there was this notion of it's a psychological investment. And when you think about it, you have students coming to us each year from a set of experiences they have felt oriented to and comfortable with. They may not have enjoyed every aspect of it, but and so they're moving from something where they're oriented through a process of disorientation, right? They're getting ready to go off to college, the vast majority of whom will be living on their own for the very first time. Mm-hmm. So they're excited and they're nervous and they're in many cases they just can't wait to get here. In other cases they're thinking, I'm not quite sure what this is. So they become disoriented. And then our role is to help them reorient. And in many ways here at Baylor, we talk about helping them establish a home away from home, become a part of the Baylor family, not to replace where they grew up. That's a very important place for them, with very important people. But it's to extend that place and space. And I'll tell you a very quick story. We were doing Stepping Out in February, and they wanted me to speak.
One of the nation's largest campus service projects.
Yes, a wonderful, wonderful project, right? A program that we put into place. You know, thousands of students go out and serve the community. I'm always so proud of our Baylor Bears. So I got there early. They wanted me to say some words before send-off, so I'm walking around. I'm talking to students who are standing in these groups, and I walk up to these groups of students, and I introduce myself, and, hi, I'm Kevin Jackson, and we're shaking hands, And you know, the student introduced him as a student, and then I get to this third student, and I said, "What's your name?" And he says, "Robert." I said, "Robert, how far along are you in school?" "I'm a freshman." And I said, "Really? That's great. Where's home for you?" And without hesitation, he said to me, "Earl Living and Learning Center,"
yes.
Right? His residence hall. He
That's
said,
great.
"That's home." And mm-hmm. I looked at him and I smiled, and he goes, "Oh, you were asking me where my home was before I came." And I said, "No, I was asking where home is." And that's great
that is
that you would say, Earl is your home. Your residence hall is your home. That's what we're looking for. And that's what engagement is about. It's this sense of becoming a part of this community, this new community, and investing in it and it investing in you. And that's where that whole idea of how do we get students engaged and why engagement is important.
What impact does true engagement have in the life of a student in their 4 years at college and even beyond that?
Sure. Great question. And engagement, again, the work that Tinto did and what we experience is what engagement does is it creates persistence. And persistence is what then translates into retention.
You need that in college.
And you need that in college. You know, we don't do retention for retention's sake. We do retention because it's an outcome of persistence. And we want our students to complete their educational goals, right? So engagement allows us to create an environment that encourages and supports and in many ways challenges students to continue their educational journey. And in to do so in such a way, again, here at Baylor, transformational education, where they're transformed, right? The renewing of not only the mind, but the body and the soul.
Talking to Baylor's Vice President for Student Life, Kevin Jackson. And Dr. Jackson, this idea of engagement is so important here at Baylor that we start students out pretty early. You've been pretty busy with Line Camp, and we're in the midst of Line Camp season.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what that is and what role it plays in that reorientation process you talked about.
You bet. Line Camp is what we call an extended orientation program. And before you get to line camp, though, you have to make sure that you're doing the admissions process right, which is we've got great admissions staff here. They do such a wonderful job. We're great partners with them and them with us. And then you have orientations, right, the two-day programs where students come in many times with their family members, and that's where they're you know, starting to look at and peer more deeply into what this community is going to be and look at classes, and then they get to hear from faculty and see the campus. But then we have a program called Line Camp, as you've mentioned, which then extends that experience for our students. And so they stay another 4 days with us, and then we have created this environment in which they begin to learn more about the community, Baylor. About the academic, the scholarly community, about the spiritual community, about the social and cultural communities. So we have speakers and experiences and events, and then they're broken into small groups or divided into small groups, and they each have peer leaders who've been working an entire year to facilitate these small groups, because we know that if we can get them to meet some people, some of their peers early on, and can create that environment where they can connect with one another, that they will have lifelong friendships. I mean, I see students today, 10, 15 years alums out from Baylor, and I talk to them, like, you know, what was some of your greatest experiences? Welcome week, line camp, mm-hmm. I met my best friends. And it's just wonderful to see how those seeds are planted early on, mm-hmm. so that when the student comes back to campus, and again, we ask them to come back a week early when they're in our entering class for welcome week. Again, small group facilitation, we get our students back, we go through a series of experiences with them, helping them reorient to the Baylor community, and then the last night before school starts, you know what we do? A worship service. Farrell Center, the entire class, freshmen, transfer students, we do a worship service to get them ready to start class the next day.
Very holistic, really, from start to right before school starts and then to finish on out.
Yes.
Those small group experiences, are those your favorite aspect of line camp, or is that an unfair question to ask?
Well, it is certainly the foundation to line camp. Mm-hmm. You know, the peer leader facilitating this sense of helping students feel this sense of belonging, right? And because what we want them to leave line camp thinking, I have chosen Baylor and Baylor has chosen me, right? This is, you know, this is the school for me. So in many ways, those small groups are one of my favorite aspects, as is the trip to Independence.
Oh, yeah.
Where we get to learn about the birthplace of Baylor University. We get to hear about its beginnings, and then we get to go through the columns. And it is just such an emotional experience. I mean, students will walk through those columns with their line jerseys, tears streaming down their faces. And there we are, shaking their hands and telling them, welcome to the Baylor family. I mean, it is a tremendous experience each year.
That is something. If people see pictures of that on Baylor social media accounts online, they really are powerful images. You know, you talked about, you know, that process of orienting them here at Baylor and some anecdotal stories. We met lifelong friends. But do you all have a sense of what impact participation in line camp has on them actually as students?
Certainly. No, that's a great question. As we track retention, what we find is the students that go to line camp have a higher retention rate from their first to second year than students who do not go to line camp. And it makes sense, right? I mean, you're creating this deeper, richer experience. And at the same time, we understand that line camp's not for everyone, right? There are many reasons why students may not be able to go to line camp. Although each year we have close to 65% of the entering class go to line camp.
That's great.
For those students who can't, we understand that. And that's why we also have a welcome week to extend that experience mm-hmm. as well. And we have a residence hall system, CLN Campus Living and Learning, where we do a lot of work to make sure our students are coming to us, they're feeling connected, they're feeling supported, and they're feeling challenged, right? Because mm-hmm. that's part of the experience. We want them to grow. And to grow, you need to be challenged. And so we put all of that into place for our students.
This is Baylor Connections. We are talking to Baylor's Vice President for Student Life, Dr. Kevin Jackson, our guest today on the program. Dr. Jackson, let's talk a little bit more about retention. It's really been a focus even more so in recent years, and we've seen the fruits of some of that attention because Baylor's seen record retention rates across 4, 5, and 6 years. From your standpoint, what has that effort been like, and how has that focus enabled you to sort of strategically grow the resources you offer to students?
Certainly. Well, the word strategic is a good word. You know, what has it been like? It's been a very strategic undertaking with multiple partners. And, the Student Success Center with Cinda Vanderpool and the great work that she's done, our campus living and learning area where we've created the stronger sense of community. We've also introduced a student success module where our students, they take a survey as they're coming in, and we take that information and we review it, and then we look for signs that a student may be struggling a bit, whether it be academically or whether it be fitting in, whatever it might be, and then we are able to give even more individual attention to students who may have an area of need. A very strong community leader program, as you know, trained for a year. They go into the halls. We have resident chaplains in each hall. Seminarian students are living in with our students. We have faculty members who live in our residence halls and pour into the lives of our students, not to mention the wonderful staff we have. So all of that, as well as our student success program, which helps students through tutoring and supplemental instruction. Our academic advising area over the last several years has been developed and has evolved in more of a professional advising model. So there's been a very strong effort put into place. Financial aid is another area that we've worked very closely with. So we're our counseling center, our health center. So there's just been a lot of strategic effort put into place. And so what has the result been? You know, when I came here in 2009, our first to second year retention rate was right at 82%. 2 years ago, after 7 years, 7 years of work, we were just under 90%.
That's great.
And at the same time, Derek, we had increased the undergraduate population by 2,000 students.
Wow.
So we had close to an 8% first to second year retention rate increase with 2,000 additional more students. That
Fantastic.
Is almost unheard of. And it is just, again, we don't do it primarily to retain students. We want them to persist so they can graduate. So it's a byproduct. But when you see that those kinds of results, you know that you're moving in the right direction.
Talking to Dr. Kevin Jackson. And Dr. Jackson, as we head into the final few minutes of the program, I want to ask you about another area that's a fun area to talk about, but it's a very important area. You know, you mentioned earlier, you know, we have 16,000 students here at Baylor, and every one of them brings a different background, different factors that shape them, a unique individual. And so it's that idea of retention. You're working with a very diverse body of students. So I want to talk about two organizations that you have. One, Student Activities, and another one, the Office of Multicultural Affairs.
Yes.
Heard Matt Burchett, Director of Student Activities, talk about they want every Baylor student to have a place they can call home here, a place they can
right.
just be comfortable, to find people of like mind. And then the Office of Multicultural Affairs does a really great job of celebrating the diversity on campus, building bridges with the diversity on campus, and then also helping people find other people of similar backgrounds to
right,
talk to.
Right.
Talk about how that all interplays
sure.
in shaping the individual and
sure.
building those connections.
Oh, man, those are great questions, Derek. And I'll go back to my theorist again, a
mm-hmm.
guy named Neville Sanford. He had this theory about in order for students to truly grow, they have to be supported and challenged. And I think that theory really plays itself out here. You mentioned Student Activities and over 320 student organizations that students can join. Lots and lots of activities happening all the time. The Sundown series that we're doing on weekends now to give students these healthy alternatives to come together and hear, you know, they do arts and they hear folk singers mm-hmm. and they go to movies. And it just creates this sense of socialization with people who they can identify with, enjoy being around, okay?
I like the new slogan on the Student Activities website, Created to Connect.
Created to Connect. Wonderful,
yeah.
right? So from Sanford's viewpoint, those would be supportive behaviors. You're helping students, you used the term like-minded earlier, you're helping students maybe get some comfort going on campus, all right? But you don't want them to just stay there, mm-hmm. right? Because then you'd stay in your comfort zone and you wouldn't grow the way you should grow. So Sanford says, okay, then you need to challenge them appropriately. And so we put in challenging behaviors. We bring in speakers. We create experiences that cause students to have to kind of think through, what do I really believe? What do I really know? And how is it that this information that I'm receiving that I can kind of work through that and figure that out based on who I am and who the world is around me? So multicultural affairs is, as is all our departments are called upon to do this, we want to introduce ideas that help our students think beyond where they are, right? So that they can begin to grow into more and more, again, the person God has designed them to be. And we do this in a very intentional way, a way that matches up very closely with who we are as Baylor University, right? Academically rigorous, spiritually faith-formative, and a caring Christian community.
When you think what like multicultural affairs does with so many different ways for students to build bridges, when you think of the very Baylor mission, worldwide leaders, you can't do that if you don't have that perspective.
That is so true. You have to have that perspective. Employers are telling us more and more that is the differentiator. And you know, you don't have to go across the sea to get the broader experience. We have students here from 80 different countries.
Wow.
You know, almost every state in America. And so in some cases, you don't have to go across the sea. You just have to go across the hall and get to know somebody mm-hmm. who's different than you and understand that, you know, differences can create some tension points. That's understandable. But when you approach it from the standpoint that we're all made in God's image and we're all of value to God and God created us, so let's get to know one another, you know. Let's learn more about ourselves, others, and the world in which we live.
Well, Dr. Jackson, we are winding down. Just a moment or two left on the program. So Line Camp will be winding down here soon. Students will be coming back to Baylor just a few weeks from now. What's next for you all in student life? What's coming ahead in the foreground?
Yeah, it's all hands on deck, getting ready for the start of the semester, welcoming that entering class, make sure that they're well-oriented, ready to transition to Baylor Bears, mm-hmm. and at the same time, welcoming our returning students and helping them to come back and hit the ground running as we start the fall semester. And we're super excited about this year and all that it has in store for us.
We'll look forward to that. Now, Dr. Jackson, we now have had you on the program. We've had Dr. Jim Marsh from Counseling Services, Dr. Burt Burleson from Spiritual Life, also Becky Kennedy from Spiritual Life, Lily Ettinger from Wellbeing and Recovery Services. I don't know if you want bragging rights, but I think the Student Life Division may be in the lead in terms of guests on this program now. So
we've got wonderful staff, as you know, Derek.
Absolutely.
I'm just pleased we're able to share our story.
Well, thank you for coming on the program today. It's been great to visit with you.
Thank you.
Dr. Kevin Jackson, our guest today on Baylor Connections. A reminder, you can hear this and every program on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes or go online, baylor.edu/connections.